The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Healthy Living. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman. Eczema is an itchy skin condition that is common in children, but it can occur at any age. No one knows what causes it, and there is no cure. And while eczema itself won't kill you, it can significantly affect the quality of life for both those who have it and their families. VOA's Carol Pearson looks at the latest treatment for eczema.
Ava Seeger developed eczema shortly after she was born.
We were trying to get that under control, and then all of a sudden she got these food allergies at the same time, around 18 months old.
Probably a third of patients with eczema develop food allergy.
Dr. Donald Leung has been studying the link between eczema and food allergies at National Jewish Health, a research hospital in Denver, Colorado. Leung says there's a link between eczema, allergies, and asthma.
These people have dry, cracked skin, which allows allergens from the environment to penetrate through.
Good job, Lucy!
There was a time Heather Karazim couldn't imagine her daughter being active on a hot summer day because Lucy had such severe eczema.
She'd scratch until she bled, and then you'd worry about infection.
Research shows getting eczema under control early on is key.
What we need to do is rebuild the skin barrier.
To do this, doctors recommend what they call the soak and seal. It starts with a warm 20-minute bath that this baby doesn't like at all, followed by moisturizing the skin with ointment.
That will create a film of water that then, if you put a sealant over it, that will trap the moisture from evaporating.
Mitts prevent the baby from scratching. The head wrap seals in the moisture on his head.
He had the cracks in the back of his legs, in his elbows. Those are almost completely healed, and we've been doing this treatment for a week.
Keep yourself wet.
No one knows what causes eczema. Researchers are working to develop a way to test every element of the skin so they can identify what weakens the skin barrier and repair it before children develop any of these issues. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
We appreciate your decision to join us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. We hope you join us again next week. And remember to stay in touch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Make sure to check our website at voanews.com and all of our digital platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.